Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Brant Elia. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Brant Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to third. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Renick moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Richard steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alia hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Tovar steals third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney. Holt reaches second base with a double. Cardenas scores. It's 3-1, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Walt Williams pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Corbin now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Richard steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melton is hit by the pitch. Richard moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Tom Egan now catching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Paul Powell pinch runs for Brant Alia. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Powell moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Powell now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Jim Holt now playing right field. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May bunts towards the mound. Corbin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McKinney is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Steve Keeley now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese pinch hits for Paul Powell. Terry Forster now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.